I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The first case of the Zika virus in Alabama has been reported. APR student reporter Parker Brenton has more on how this case fits into the overall outbreak.
The Alabama Department of Public Health says a travel-related case of the Zika virus has been confirmed in Morgan County in North Alabama. Health officials have been testing Alabama residents who have traveled to areas involved in the current Zika outbreak. Along with the one positive test result, one patient has tested negative and three more subjects are pending. Health officials say they're not surprised that the virus has appeared in our state and more positive results are expected. The main concern over Zika is its possible link to birth defects. Pregnant women, women of childbearing age, are being urged not to travel to countries where Zika is present. Health officials suggest that men with pregnant partners who travel to areas affected by Zika to use condoms or abstain from sex. For APR News, I'm Parker Branton.
An Alabama woman serving life without parole and her granddaughter's running death is on life support after a possible heart attack. Danny Bone is a lawyer who represented Joyce Harden Garrard during her trial last year. Bone says the 50-year-old woman was stricken at Tutwiler Prison Sunday. Garrard has a history of cardiac problems. Bone says the chances of her recovering are poor. Spokesman Bob Horton says she was treated at the prison and then taken by helicopter ambulance to Jackson Hospital in Montgomery. Garrard was convicted of killing 9-year-old Savannah Harden by making her run as punishment for a lie about candy 4 years ago. The temperatures are expected to plunge down to the 20s in parts of Alabama tonight. Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Etowah County are among the communities opening their doors to the homeless. Birmingham and Etowah have homeless shelters open. Tuscaloosa residents can call the police or fire departments for directions to a warm spot to stay. Courtney Stinson is the community outreach coordinator for One Roof. She says all citizens can be helpful in addressing homelessness as a larger issue in Alabama.
Listeners can see what's going on in their communities to end homelessness. They can get in contact with their local representatives, their local government, to push the need for affordable housing, and just kind of get aware of what homelessness looks like in your community.
Forecasters say conditions should start to warm up next week. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Clear skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the upper 20s. And clear skies as well in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.